Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording. This is...
Wait, I have to post my picture, so you go ahead. I'll jump in.
This is the Juice Podcast. Yet another episode with Low-Key. I can't say his government name. I got in trouble the last time I did that. Yes, you were like, can you just please say my industry name? Low-Key's with me. He's currently posting a photo on Instagram. Clearly, that's priority for him. So how are you feeling today?
Well,
how has the week been?
What's today? Thursday?
Today is Thursday. Listeners will be listening to this on Friday.
Today's Thursday, so tomorrow you guys are going to hear this. So Monday, I don't know what month happened Monday. Tuesday, we had the Game 3 viewing party for the finals.
I'm getting heartburn because of the finals. It's stressing me out.
You want
I just gripped the mic tighter.
You want an intense,
No, you're very right.
You want this.
Yes.
This is what people have been longing for a long time.
I don't like the feel of the heartburn, but I do want the heartburn. Yes.
I love it.
Were you at Summer Jam?
I was at Summer Jam.
Yes.
I was at Summer Jam, and I was at Summer Jam until about 9 o'clock, and then I left, and I got caught in a riot.
How was it crazy by then, at 9 p.m.?
By what standards? By performance standards or by
atmosphere?
No, by
the riots outside.
Well, yeah, when I walked outside, me and my homegirl walked outside, and we were trying to get out, and the police had us barricaded inside because of the audience outside had rushed the gate from the artist entrance and from the general admission entrance.
From what I hear, it's because some had tickets and they still couldn't get in, right? Or what?
From
what
my
did you
understanding,
hear?
And this is not law. From my understanding, I was informed that people rushed the gate.
Yeah.
And then from what I saw, people were hopping over the gate, like literally hopping. You know how high those fences are. The people were, and some were actually successful in doing it. You know,
that's crazy.
To my surprise, but they and I saw it, and they hopped over the fence, and then they wouldn't let us out because every time they opened an entrance, people would rush.
It's 9 p.m.
But the show was literally not getting started, but like it was the meat of the show.
Was it like during Meek and?
No, when I left, it was during Fab had just got on.
Oh yeah, so there's still a lot to happen.
Yeah, Fab had literally just got on. So, and I felt at that point like if I didn't leave, I wasn't gonna leave.
Right.
And I'm glad I didn't see all the stuff that he did because I wouldn't have left.
Yeah.
So
from what I heard, he put on probably the best set of the night.
So he was on. So I was like, yo, we got to go. I got to go to the city. Got to do this. So we left, we get outside, and there's police, there's security, just like barricading the front entrance. And they're like, no, you can't leave. You got to wait like 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, dude, I have to go to work. He was like, no, they're throwing bottles. Like, they were literally throwing bottles. Like,
fans
I saw
were,
a,
or
yeah,
or concert goers were throwing bottles.
I just saw a glass bottle just fly over my head. And I'm just like, all right, like, I'm drunk. So I'm being tough. Like, I don't care. I got to get up. I got to get up. So I'm like, yo, just let me out and I'll run. Like, I'm fine.
Okay.
So 20 minutes in, they finally, like, put us to this, like, side entrance where no one can really see. It's real discreet. But, of course, these mongrels saw the door open. We get out, and it's like, they were like fucking roaches when the lights come on, just like scattered, like, and they scattered directly towards that entrance.
So
and
we don't even know if these people had tickets or not.
From
we
what
just
I, from
knew
what
that
I
they
know,
wanted
yeah,
to get in.
From what I know, I don't think they had tickets, but the people who were really, really upset didn't have tickets, but they couldn't get in.
Right, and they did say, like, 187 did put out a statement saying that those that couldn't get in with tickets are going to be
Ebro
reimbursed.
Ebro had his interview with WPX 11 Monday morning, and they were saying that, you know, everything was on great inside, 50,000 plus were partying and having a good time, but there was, you know, a couple of idiots outside that didn't you know, allow them to have a positive night. So they said the people who didn't have their ticket scanned, because when you walked in, you had, you know, you get your ticket scanned. Mm-hmm. So whoever's ticket wasn't scanned got a refund from wherever they bought the tickets from. So
that's good.
But yeah, it was, you know, from when I was there, like, we were having fun. Like, it was just, you know, the DJs did their thing, did their sets, and, you know, Omarion killed it, and
Nikki.
I wasn't there for Nikki.
McLester. No. She writes for Vibe also. Okay. Do you know who Nikki is?
No, I don't. Is she cute?
Okay. Nikki covered the Summer Jam for me. And mm-hmm. she said that what may be crippling Summer Jam is also what makes it great, which is surprise guests. So when someone didn't really have a surprise guest, their set was cool, but it wasn't as, like, it didn't gain as much traction as, like, Fab, who brought out, like, pretty much all of New York.
When you have a concert like Summer Jam, who, and they're pretty much built on the surprise element. Like, mm-hmm. you know what said artist is going to do. You know what Trey's going to do. You know what Chris is going to do. You know what Omarion's going to do. You know what these guys are going to do. You know what Ty's going to do. But then it's like you get into that later part of the evening, like, all right, like, who's in town?
Right.
What song do they have together? Like, you start putting all these pieces together, and that's what makes it exciting. Right, because, like, you had Drake was in town, Wayne was in town, Future's in town, Nicki's in town. So you're like, you know, Fetty Wap's there. He has the biggest song, Damn Near in America. So you're like, who's going to pull the card first?
Right.
You know, Big Sean's there, and we've seen him bring out Lord
Big
knows.
Sean didn't bring anyone out.
Right.
But I heard I saw it live streamed. His performance was amazing, but it's also because I like Dark Sky Paradise. But yeah. But I don't know how fair that is, that he could have, like, such an amazing set and people are kind of like, about it because he didn't bring out guests.
Because that's what it's there.
So that's what Summer Jam's become.
That's what the expectation is. Like, you had, I don't know if Jay set the bar that high.
Oh, yeah.
But Jay put the bar to the point where, like, he brought out a pop star.
Right.
The king of pop, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you get to the point of, it's like, can you top this every year?
Right.
No matter who it is. And I don't know, no matter how early your set is, like, can you top this?
Yeah.
Because you want to be on a headline. You want to be on a blog. You want to be on you want to be the chatter of that concert. And I don't think it's crippling it. I think it's fun. Like, I'm 32. I've been to, like, the last 8 Summer Jams. And mm-hmm. it's still fun. Like, I know what these guys are going to perform. I know what records they've done. I've seen all
So it is boils down to, like, the extra stuff that they could
superstar.
Do.
Like, they promote it like that.
Right.
Hot 97 promotes is like, who's in the building? Out, surprise guests. And you start calculating, like I just said before, who's in town and what songs do they have together.
Right, so that's true.
I don't think it's crippling it. I think it's, you know, it's just, it takes off, it may take off the actual act who's on stage, but I don't think it's crippling. I think
that's when I feel bad. Like, for
fun.
Kendrick and for, like, Big Sean, who did put on, well, I don't, I mean.
But you know, these guys, one, Kendrick is not a big surprise person.
Right, he doesn't. Right? Yeah. And you he know, brought like, out, absolutely brought out.
Right, he brings out the family.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know what you're going to get with Kendrick.
Yeah.
With Fab, you know he's going to bring out people.
Yeah, Fab's so crazy.
You know
what Meek,
you know he's going to bring out people. You just have to manage expectations when you come to these certain things. So, you know.
That's very true.
And I had 3 glasses of Hennessy, so that's why I'm pretty talkative today.
Did you? Is that why you have your glasses on?
No, my eyes are pretty as fuck. My eyes are fine. this is summertime. I would like to keep my sunnies on. I look pretty much presentable today. Not to say I don't ever look presentable, but exquisitely presentable.
You look very presentable today.
So, yeah, I like that.
You've been wearing collared shirts as of late.
Yes.
So you weren't at Summer Jam when Meek Mill.
No, I was not. I didn't see Meek. I didn't see Kendrick. I didn't see, you know, I didn't see none of them.
You don't regret any of it?
Because do I regret?
Yeah.
No, I don't regret none of it. I'm not trying to be a dick, but no, I don't regret any of it. Like, okay, Meek, because he brought...
Meek yelled out that he, like, loves Nicki.
You already know how I feel about that, so...
Why?
You know how I feel about that,
No, actually,
Erica.
That's actually a good topic to talk about. Are you anti or pro Safari talking about Nicki?
I can't get mad at a man who's been with his significant other for 12 years.
I
can't get mad at him being open, honest, revealing. I can't get mad at that. However, you got to separate the art from the emotion, if that makes sense. Or the art from whatever you want to call what they're going through or what they went through.
Like, right.
I understand, you know, Kanye does his thing and Drake does, you know, when they reveal their you know,
Drake just puts out names, so yeah, it's not like the man even has another story. Discretion. Yes.
But I think because Safari was who he was when he was with Nicki, And now he's trying to, you know, he's trying to piggyback what he was with Nicki, and now trying to be like, oh, well, you know, woe is me, and, you know, I was in the dark, and no one knew who I was, and you didn't shout me out, and all this, like, what about me?
I knew that tone was coming. I think that
I get it. You loved her for 12 years.
No, yeah, they were
great. I understand that, but it's, and this is my homegirl Jazz was saying this last night. She was like, yo, when you're with a famous person, like, we get it. That's that ride you're on. But when you guys separate, that ride stops. Like, you have to get off that ride. Like, now you find a new ride, or you just.
Here's my thing is that he doesn't need to. There's a line on the song that he, or I guess it's a sneak peek. I don't know. The whole song came out where he talks about his relationship with Nicki. And there was a line where he says something about, like, seeing her kiss Nas, and he couldn't say anything, and he felt like a fool. And I thought about, like, the entire album that Nicki put out is about her relationship with Safari. Right. So it's not like she doesn't talk about it either. But what's tricky when it comes to that is you can't go too far into it where you're pretty much just like, might as well just name the girl in the song. Like, that's what I didn't like, where you're just like, the Nas reference was just like, dude, clearly you went through a breakup. You have a right to talk about it. It's part of your art. Nicki did an entire album of, like, Pills and Potions and all these songs. So it's just interesting because he used to say, I think he said that on The Breakfast Club, where he would never use her to boost his success.
That's what I was, that's, and, that
and
was
that's what
point.
I didn't respect when I heard the song, because it's just like, this is kind of what you're doing, though, is you're pinpointing things so specific that you know it's about Nicki, that you are kind of using her now to boost your success.
And then he throws Meek into the mix.
Right.
He was like, oh.
Which he said he was cool with her dating, or it wasn't surprised, or something like that.
He was like, oh, what I always knew you were attracted to, and left it, like, omitted his name. I'm like, dude, we know exactly. Like, you made a rhyme pattern to match the fucking name before you finished the bar. So it's like, come on, like, we're not idiots. So, like, I get it. You talk about how you ever want to talk about it. You did your interviews. I get it.
Loki's phone is blowing up.
Oh, my man Young Guru just hit me. What's up?
Okay.
So it's like, I totally understand it. Like, we go on our Twitter rants about our crushes and our exes and our people we're dating. Like, I've done it. You've done it. We all have done it. Like,
I just think that we know there's a line.
Right.
Like,
I know
crossing.
What not to say.
Right.
I know what not to reveal because I respect the privacy we've had.
That was also a 12-year relationship. You got to respect the fact that you love it. Like,
but it's like, come on. Now you're trying to come up. Because, like, what if this... The song fucking sucks. I'll just put that out there on the table. I fucking hate the song. Sorry, his rhyme pattern sucks. The production sucks. Artwork even sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens if, miraculously, this ends up on Billboard?
Right? On the charts?
On the yes. I know. Yeah. I say the same thing.
Okay.
I'm just being...
I'm playing
devil's advocate. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I know. Didn't say anything.
What miraculously ends up on High 100?
Right.
And now...
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, white America, you know, no race is implied, but I'm just like, white America gets a part of it because they know who Nicki Minaj is. So they hear this song and someone puts it together like, oh, he's talking about Nicki. Like, we have to get him and... He'll talk about it more and, like,
that
get him
is,
on The View and get him on The Real and get him on, you know, Ryan Seacrest. Like, now it's like, dude, like.
That's going to happen. The reason that TMZ posted Safari song is because he's tied to Nicki
and
Minaj.
But that's corny.
Like.
That's corny to
me. You know what I mean? Like, and even with the Breakfast Club interview, like, you're talking to him to know more details about his relationship with Nicki and how
no
it ended.
Gives a shit.
People give a shit because it's Nicki.
Well, no, I'm saying about the
as far as the association. Yes.
Yeah.
You mean people don't really care about his music or him?
No. Because it's not like he was making music when he was with Nicki, so he hasn't built, he's no built-in fan base.
Right.
There's this affiliation, like, oh, that's the guy that was.
But he's been
Nicki.
Wanting to supposedly do this for
that's
years.
That's fine, and I get it, but, like, if you're going to make music when the flowers are rosy, the pussy is perfect, and the drinks are fresh. Like, everybody has a right to be honest, but, like you said, there's boundaries.
There's a, yeah, I think there's a boundary.
You just got
And, I mean, I respect the fact that she went on Twitter and was just like, dude, I'm in love. Like, can
but we
know,
like,
we had 12 years, it was a good run. Like, and I appreciate
and he
know, that
but
she
he
said
knew
that.
This. It's not like this is, like, she revealed at Summer Jam, I love Meek.
Right.
Several months.
No, I think, I think it's a personal problem, as people say, jokingly.
It's a, it's a stunt.
Like,
it's a stunt, B. This is what he wanted. Now we're on Billboard.
Would you date a celebrity?
Yeah, I would.
Even if it might not end very well?
I would try to keep it as private as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to train my mental to understand that she is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I am who I am, and it's there's no on a public level there's no intertwining. Like I'm a bee, you know.
At the same, you mean at the same level as her, as far as
whatever I do is what I do. Whatever she does, I respect and I support.
Right.
But you know, I don't want it to. I don't have any intentions of we're gonna do this together. Like I want you to have your world.
Right.
I want to have my world.
What else? What else for you? Oh, you didn't go to Governor's Ball?
No.
I saw.
I'm not a festival type of guy.
Yeah, it kind of got crazy. But Drake.
Drake's
set was. I was there. Drake's set was great.
So
I was. See, I wasn't at his Coachella performance, so it's all what I heard.
I mean, I heard around the world that it wasn't great.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
We watched it. I don't know if you watched it on the stream. I watched it on the stream. The sequence of the songs were weird.
Right.
You're performing like all these slow songs. At a festival that like people are clearly high and just want to like exactly,
right.
But it worked.
From what I saw, it was you know the energy was amazing
for Governor's Ball.
For Governor's Ball,
yes, okay. It was the was Know Yourself
as
all knew it would do, and
yeah.
It does. People go crazy for it,
and I think that's you know I think Drake has like an unofficial love affair with New York. Period.
That makes sense.
I think he
as
just
in like
he just wants to impress the Big Apple.
Yeah. Well, he was joking of doing not maybe not joking, but he was talking about doing an OVO Fest New York.
Like New York, I think he loves the city. I think he loves this city, and
mm-hmm.
I don't. And there's nothing wrong with that, like because I love LA and I love Toronto, but I think there's a chip on his shoulder about New York that he wants to control New York. And I don't know if that's weird. I don't know if it's, like, something he wants to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something unattainable about New York that he wants to attain.
Well, I mean, most of the people at Governor's Ball are New York, New Jersey residents. And so it's not like – I feel like it's not like another festival where people come from, like, different states
mm-hmm.
to go to Governor's Ball. So if that's the case, then he's, like, on the right direction because people were – it was
native
crazy.
New
Yorker.
Yeah,
and it was also crazy for his set.
Yeah.
And he did his little like slow songs, which he said he knows he has to do. He has to do Hold On, We're Going Home.
Yeah, I mean, you have to
and
do
Jungle
that.
And like Take Care. But he does like four or five, and then he's just like, and he even said, like, okay, I did what
I'm
I kind of had
to
do.
Right.
Back to like.
What we're supposed to do.
Yeah, the other songs.
And,
like,
there's,
the hype
and there's nothing wrong. I think Drake is a very smart individual where he knows that there are certain things that are key for him. And I think performing in New York is one of those things. I think. Something about New York attracts him. There's something in New York that he wants. I don't know, maybe it's the recognition that Hov gets in New York that he may want.
I like the way you said it.
I don't know if, if it's if it's the king of rap title or the persona that he wants in New York.
I don't know. Maybe it's just there's a lot of history in New York as far as rap goes. So maybe it's just the respect.
Right. And
that
I
he
maybe
wants.
He feels like he doesn't have it yet.
I mean, he put on a good ass show, and
right.
Majority of it was a rap show.
I don't know.
So,
I just think there's something in that he has to. There's something he has to accomplish in New York. I don't know what it is.
I think that he didn't know that he had to prove something because of the Coachella
yeah,
performance.
Yeah, but I think that was a worldwide thing. I don't think that was just a New York thing.
Oh no, no, yeah, no.
That was just like a show perspective. Like you have to make up for what you did or
yeah.
what you didn't do in Coachella.
Pretty much.
So you know what? If there's OVO Fest coming to New York, I would love to watch it. And I've never been to OVO Fest.
Oh, you should. I've been once. And it
I
was
might
when,
go this year, so I have to figure that out. But I would love to see him do an OVO Fest at Madison Square Garden or or Barclays or Jones Beach. You know, I would love to see that. So if you're listening, Aubrey, hit up Live Nation and let's get this thing going.
A message, Rob. What else? What else happened this week? Governor's Ball, Summer Jam.
Chris Brown and his antics. Or are we not going to go there?
We could talk about Chris Brown.
You know what I'm referring to, right?
Him chasing Carucci. Yes. Yeah, so he pretty much, from what I hear,
bullied his way into her SUV.
He all reportedly grabbed the table by her at an LA club.
Yeah, so, was it Supper Club or Playhouse?
Playhouse. Grabbed the table by her, and then she left. He followed her out.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried to get in the car, and she didn't want him to get in the car. He ended up at her place, begging her to open the door and talk to him. She was just like, "Let's just go somewhere public." They met at a diner. Then they started arguing, and that's pretty much it.
So the crazy ex story.
Yeah, I'm glad it was finally a guy that's the crazy ex doing these things, because usually it's the girl that's portrayed this way.
Right, but why? I don't.
Then he goes on Ryan Seacrest, mm-hmm. and they ask him, kind of stupidly, because I feel like we all know the answer, if he still loves Carucci.
Whoa,
and he's just like, "Of course I do." And then they ask, also, "Do you see you guys reconciling in the future?" And he doesn't say yes or no. He's just he pretty much leaves it to time. He's just like, "We could only we got to take it day by day. All I know is I man up to what I did was my decisions in the past were wrong." Blah blah blah.
What we talked about this, and it's Chris does these idiotic. He makes these idiotic decisions, and then he gets on Twitter or whatever platform he chooses to use, and he apologizes and says, "You know, I own up to my mistakes,
right.
and I apologize."
You said that. It's a cycle.
It's dude, yes, we understand he's been diagnosed with bipolar. He's a bipolar kid. And
I don't know if he was diagnosed with it.
That's what I heard. I don't know. Okay. Allegedly, whatever.
Okay.
So it's all right. But it's when do you hit the ceiling?
Here's my thing, though. But this isn't it's not a crazy thing to do.
Well, the crazy thing to do is whoop your girlfriend's ass. That's crazy.
Okay, yes.
That's
but he's
crazy
done.
But it's
clearly
just,
that's the craziest
right, that's
and
crazy.
Most awful thing
but
he's
it's
done.
Just
but
leave her alone. She's not on talk shows saying, "Oh, well, Chris put me through this and
right.
baby, and I was surprised."
Other than that Ayanna Fix My Life special.
Okay, other than that. Okay, you got to get your one off. let me get my rocks off. I get it. It's Hollywood. Let me get my shit off. Cool. You did your thing. Chris has done way more damage to her than that.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's you're publicly embarrassing. You're
yourself,
putting her
yeah.
in such
and
awkward
And this came
positions.
After the Instagram post of him being "I'm ridiculous. I need to get my shit together."
Right. And
which
it's
is,
like,
yeah.
and you're threatening... what's his name? You're threatening Tyson. What the hell? What is he going to do? It took us.
Listen, this is.
That's if I know Carucci. I met her once. But, mm-hmm. I feel like if I took a picture, that it could have been me. I don't know the Vegas Bloods. I don't know the Harlem Bloods. I can't just make a
they
sign
were
on my fingers.
Apparently, they were going to be after you and
right.
then called
so
off.
It's just dude, we're exhausted. America. The culture is exhausted. For us, we had Beyonce announcing her freaking diet on Good Morning America.
Aw, did you also
have the nerve?
Did you also call out of work and to watch and then get mad when she said
I call
that
out of work when I'm hungry. So
this would be the opposite. This right. is not what you would be
not
calling out for.
So I wouldn't be calling out for this.
She went on Good Morning America to say that she
Beyonce got to stop trolling people. Stop.
She pretty much told us that we're all fat and that she's going sure. vegan. No, good for her, though, for being healthy. And she looks good. I mean, she looked good before
Dude,
after.
No,
so.
No.
She
fucking,
looks good.
I'm not saying she doesn't, but we don't need
Oh no, yeah,
a
yeah.
national
here's,
announcement.
But here's my thing is, I don't know how much of that was Beyonce or how much of that was Good Morning America just running with something. She has an announcement next tomorrow, 8 a.m. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
sure, they consulted and they planned. They were like, all right, we're going to. This is what it's gonna
right.
be, and she was like, "Yeah." let's not give Good Morning America all the credit. We're gonna announce at not, dude. Just get on Good Morning
okay,
America.
No, she definitely he definitely
all she
trolled. Could have
been, special guest Beyonce talks about her
all of that could have been on an Instagram video. Mm-hmm. All of it could have been on our Tumblr, on our people, huh?
We know how Mama Knowles gets down. Let's get on the white platform.
I think this is Beyonce.
Whatever the fuck it is, it wasn't needed.
You're angry.
No, it's just senseless.
You're angry as if you're a part of the Beehive and you tuned at 8 a.m. and called out of work.
It was senseless. And you know it was.
I think it was funny to troll.
It was a good troll.
It was a good troll. Okay.
Are we done?
We're done.
You have Air Maxes on?
Yes.
I do too. I just got a new pair today. Courtesy of Jurassic World. They sent these to me.
That's very nice.
Even though I had a pair
of them. It's very colorful.
But they're new.
Mine are like rose gold and yours are.
Are they?
Purple. Yeah.
Those bronze.
No. They're actually like chrome.
Those are cute.
Thanks. Yours are cute too.
I know. Shout out to my young lady.
Okay, no, we're no. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Say hi.
We're done with this episode of the Juice Podcast. Yes.
How much time we got?
No, we're not. No. No,
it's 10 seconds. Let's do 50 minutes.
We're putting the mic down.
Let's do 10 seconds.
Put the mic down.
We are leaving you, Juice Podcast, low-key Erica Ramirez, Billboard. Thank you. Done.
1 might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.